It's time for more music featuring Mr. Edwin G. Hamilton. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are hearing the sounds of Mr. Edwin G. Hamilton, also known as Eddie G. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Doc?
Doing well, doing well.
We're live on the Facebook, too, man. So I got a live post on Facebook going on.
Good deal, good deal. Facebook family, how y'all doing? Hope you're enjoying it all. Get to see your man, Eddie G., live and in living color. I tell you what, you made that look kind of easy.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing it a long time, man.
So, you're into music. Of course, my introduction to Eddie G in music was drums, but you go on the keyboards and you play what else?
I play pretty much everything except blow a horn. I want to blow a horn so bad. I can't play a saxophone. I can't play a clarinet. I can't play a trombone. I can't play a tuba.
Interesting. So you tried it, just didn't work for you.
Everything in the percussion realm. Actually, people don't know this. The piano is a percussion instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and my dad, I got the gift. The vocal gift, I sing too, so I call that an instrument as well. It's a blessing to be able to do all of this.
Yes,
I play a lot of percussion instruments, play piano and organ and drums. I even play some bass and some guitar, man. My dad plays guitar and bass. He's a monster. He started me on piano and organ. I used to watch him. He's also very good on the organ, but he's a monster guitar player.
Was there a particular interest that he had? I mean,
Here's the deal. His dad doesn't play anything, but his grandpa, Uncle Big Buddy, is what he calls him.
Okay.
He played drums. So dad actually started with playing bass drum. He marched bass drum in high school.
Interesting. Okay.
And then, I think his jazz band at Strom Thurmond, they needed a bass player. And dad's like, well, I play it. And he needed a guitar player, and he's like, I play it. But growing up at church, you know, his mom, which is a really respected singer in Edgefield, South Carolina. Sarah Hamilton needed a piano player. So he learned piano and organ and picked that up and played behind him. So I used to watch him as a little kid when I was yay high. And I kind of got that gift. I got that gift from my dad. Now, the vocal gift, 100% my mom.
Okay.
You know, man, my mom sings like an angel. And, God blessed me with that gift as well, too, to be able to sing. So that's a blessing, man.
And that is a blessing.
I kind of got the drums. I got into the drums myself. Started at church. You know Karen Gordon, another respected name in Augusta. I've been playing drums in the church ever since I was probably about 5.
Interesting.
And I started at Second Baptist Church in Aiken. And, that's where I met Karen Gordon. And at 11, she gave me my first gig. And I'll never forget that, man. And it started from 11 all the way up. She actually gave me the opportunity to sit in and actually play with Wynton Marcellus and his band. They came down to USC Aiken.
Interesting.
And I just never forget being all green and not knowing anything about swing. But then I got bit by the bug. I listened to some records and I got into it, and now I'm quite proficient in that area.
And it's so impressive that so many things happening for you young in life, age 5, not just playing at home, but with the church, the church.
Right, and getting paid.
I think how
Reverend Slaughter did it in Aiken, I think we first started out and I kind of was playing for nothing. Miss Clark was the minister of music at the time.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like being mentored by this guy on the drums named Calvin. And I think when I got to about 8 or about 9, they knew I was serious. When I got to about 8 or 9, Reverend Slaughter took interest. And then after that was Miss Elaine. Miss Elaine came, which is Jesse Norman's sister.
Ah, okay.
She came. She was minister of music at Second Baptist, and I played a lot with her. And then after Miss Elaine came Miss Karen.
Okay.
And then Pastor said, okay, we're going to start a college fund for you. You know, I was having a college fund at like 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
You know, and then Minister Eli Wilson came at Second Baptist, and he just implemented I get paid X amount of dollars to play every Sunday. Then after that, I started switching over and playing playing all three. Daddy's playing guitar the whole time and organ the whole time.
Hmm.
Now Fred Williams is the minister of music down at Second Baptist, and I moved from Second Baptist to Olive Branch Baptist Church in Batesburg, Leesville as minister of music. Gotcha. It's a rural church, it's a good church. Reverend Dukes is the preacher there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I transitioned, and now I'm full-time minister of music, full-time.
Okay.
At Greater Young Zion Baptist Church in Augusta, where Reverend Blunt is the pastor. It's a blessing. I'm able to support my family with music.
That's awesome.
To do this.
And that's not always easy for all the musicians, particularly in this area, to be able to support family just through music. So something is working for you.
Right. Well, it's a blessing. And before all of this, you know, I was touring at the same time. So not only to be play locally, but the privilege and the honor to be able to, you know, to share with my daughter and share with people that look up to me. A lot of young musicians look up to me. I have a studio where I teach lessons. I currently have about 21 active students now. About 13 of them see me per week.
Okay.
And the other half see me every 2 weeks. And then I have about 2 or 3 students that see me sparingly. You know, you're so funny, man. You hate to be kind of like pimp, but sometimes it happens like that. I need you to help me, man. I got a tryout. Can you get me right for my tryout? I'm trying out for Allstate. Can you please help me, Mr. Ed? I'm like, yeah, bring it on. You know, you just try to, you know, pay it forward and help everybody. Yeah. And also, that's the biggest thing about music for me, you know, is to really make sure that you passed on the gift. Mm-hmm. Don't be stingy with your gift, man.
Yeah.
No, people weren't stingy with my gift. I used to watch Eli Wilson. I used to watch Karen Gordon. You know, I used to watch this guy, this drummer, really respected drummer in Augusta, named North O'Gaddy. I mean, he's been playing there for years. And then I used to watch Mike Tanksley. Mike Tanksley is a multi-instrumentalist. He just retired. Of course, I watched my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my hero. Yeah. And now, you know, I was able to win a fellowship to go study in New Orleans with one of the greatest drummers in the world, Herlin Riley.
Okay.
Herlin Riley played with Wynton Marsalis for like 18 years.
Wow.
He got me right. You know, he kicked my butt, but he got me right.
Yeah. You know, How long did you tutor under him?
It was a blessing. I'm in constant contact with him even today, but it was a 4-week intensive.
Mm.
That's what the fellowship called for.
Okay.
So it was a 4-week intensive.
Wow.
I studied with him for 8 hours every day.
Mm.
And I was sweating. I mean, he took me places. I saw my first live NBA game with him. You know, he's so funny. He took me to eat beignets. I got to see my favorite basketball player live and direct, Anthony Davis.
Okay.
They were playing the Los Angeles Clippers.
So
I got to see Chris Paul and Blake Griffin play against my favorite player. You know, he dropped like 23 points that game. 15
that was
rebounds.
A good week for you.
It was great. You know, he took me out to eat. I played Preservation Hall, man.
Wow.
Preservation
Hall.
I met Shannon Powell, the drummer.
Really?
He let me sit down and play. I guess my graduation from the intensive was playing at Snug Harbor in New Orleans. Snug Harbor is like one of the top jazz clubs in the world.
How did they respond to you?
They took me well. I got a chance to play with Delfeo Marsalis and his all-star band. Yeah. Played with Charmaine Neville on Monday night, Delfeo Marsalis on Wednesday night. Tuesday night I played with Shannon Powell. I played piano and I played drums with him. And Thursday night, I mean, we went to go see the game.
Yeah.
You know, Friday was killing. And I met his wife. You know, it was just a blessing, man.
And is the key to getting that kind of acceptance where you can get a fellowship like that with one of the greatest.
Right.
Is a lot of that having to do with where you are already?
Well, where I was already was good, but I'm not going to sit up here and tell a story to you, man. I mean, I was nowhere where I was after I let Herlin Riley. Man, 8 hours a day with Herlin Riley, one of the greatest drummers of all time, and still living, still playing today.
Mm.
Now I'm that much better. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I'm going to tell you a story. I went in there thinking I was the big dog. I'm saying, yeah, man, I'm with Herlin Riley. I'm going to show him I worked out some stuff. So I sit down and I play, you know, and then I turn the drum kit around and play left-hand drum kit and start swinging and play some stuff. I play a shuffle. And, you know, he kind of sits there and he shakes his head. He unfolds his legs. He said, that's good, Cat. Let me see if I can sit down. And he plays the exact same thing back for me.
Wow.
You know, I mean, left-hand lead, doesn't matter, right-hand lead. I played all of my rudiments. I played all 40 international rudiments for him. You know, develop, open, close to open.
Mm.
And he's like, good. Now, can you play music? Like, you know, I played the shuffle for him. I put it on there, and he tells me my shuffle sucks. I said, man, wow. You want to know why you play the shuffle so bad, so good, so well? Because your shuffle sucks. You're playing it the wrong way. So he showed me the right way to play a shuffle. And to this day, you know, I got a sweet shuffle, man, because of Herlin Riley. He made me play that shuffle for 25 minutes straight.
Wow.
I was sweating. My arms were about to fall off. And I get to carry that same intensity to the bandstand whenever I play.
Mm.
I get to carry that same intensity with my lessons. I share that with my 23 students. There's a lot of up-and-coming students that I have. I'm very proud of. Cameron Wilson, Stephanie Phillips. Very, very killing. Two very killing musicians. Stephanie,
you got to get some of your students back in here with you.
I will. I'll bring them. I'll bring them. Stephanie just got back from China. Stephanie Phillips. She's doing really well, man. I'm proud of her. Tony Doe is another great musician. He plays piano, but he actually is really playing some serious vibes.
Mm.
I'm very proud of him. I even got some senior citizens that take lessons with me.
Really?
And at the church, part of my way of giving back is free vocal lessons
okay.
for everybody in my choir.
Awesome.
Now, if they want to learn piano and drums and percussion and other things, then they'll pay me for that lesson. But it's my way of giving back. Pay it forward, man.
Yeah.
And the Lord is continuing to bless me and my family. And I'll never take that for granted.
I like the fact that you're not discriminating.
No.
You're working with the young. You're working all the way through to senior citizens.
Yeah.
And the senior citizens in particularly, I want to focus on, because so often we can get up in age and think that it's all over. Life is passing by. It's done. Whatever we accomplish.
Man, that's so not true. But I know that's what people think. You know, it's so funny, man. You know, I got this guy named Mr. Bob, and I see him every Monday. And he, he's a nice Caucasian guy, one of the nicest people in the world. He's a former veteran, you know.
Okay.
So he's got that discipline.
Yeah.
You know, he served in Vietnam. You know, he's got that discipline. You know, every time he's like, Edwin. You know, I'm paying you every week. I need to make sure you see me. You need to make sure you see me every week. I'm like, yes, sir. I say, yes, sir. So he comes and he's swinging his behind off and he's playing. You know, he's got that old school vibe and he's really into it. And he pours into it. If I miss one day, I'm gonna hear from Mr. Bob. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's the type of intensity I like. You know, on base you really can't have if you don't have a play. Same thing with the school, the college. You know, if you don't really have a contract with them, you're not teaching there, you really can't use their facilities. So it's a blessing for me to have my own facility.
Yes,
I got my church office I use, I teach, and then I do in-home. When I was teaching at Jesse Norman School of the Arts, I used that place too. Jesse Norman is great. So you want me to play now? Okay.
I want to ask you something while you're playing. With your senior citizens, when they're taking lessons from you, they're doing anything at home, what do they plan to do with the music? Do they want to play at church? Do they want to record? Do they want to play just for themselves?
Well, you know, it's really a combination of the two, you know. Sometimes they just want to play, you know, and then most of the time, there's nothing to do, you know.
Yeah.
They, It's something for them to really learn how to really sit down and play. And maybe they want to play in church. You know, maybe they want to play in another band. Maybe they want to start a band with their friends. You know, so it's a blessing to be able to pour into them. And then it's so funny, as a teacher, you get to be pouring into.
Yes, sir.
You know, so you learn something from your students. Awesome. Does that make sense?
That does.
You know, I mean, you teaching somebody, you getting better as well, because you having to go and make sure you have knowledge to share to them. And then they're going to ask you, well, can you play that for me? Hey, you can't be a teacher if you can't play. I don't understand cats that go around and teach people and they can't play, you know?
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, yours and mine, the awesome Mr. Edwin G. Hamilton. He and I'll be right back.